Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Furniture Plus Design.
Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum. First off, I want to welcome the first installment of The Catalyst by Lemomi Bong, and it is about the recent Aoho Fest.
You're listening to The Catalyst on Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Lemomi. Here's your weekly bite. Earlier this May, the second annual Aoho Fest transformed Mo'ili'ili's Japanese Cultural Center into a hub for ancestral knowledge and emerging tech. Described as a South by Southwest for the Pacific, the event was a partnership between Purple Mai'a and the New York-based Breakout, bringing together global leaders across regenerative finance, indigenous data sovereignty, and aloha aina. The weekend hybridized spaces beautifully. Friday's short film festival at Shunyu and Hawaii Temple, Saturday's public makeke at the Church of the Crossroads, and a neighborhood anchor for tech workshops at Ko'aka, the new coffee spot opening in Mo'ili'ili. One standout session, Ahopua'a Sustainable Computing, took on the extractive nature of data centers, proposing a circular computing future for Hawaii that respects local watersheds and grids. From food security to homegrown digital tools, Aoho Fest served as a living laboratory for a community-built tech stack. As global AI expands, can we build systems as accountable to our environment as they are to our users? I think so. For full recap, visit aohofest.com.
Mahalo, Lemomi. And of course, on today's show now, we have Wendy Awai Dekrub, and she is the Chief Executive Officer of Ohia Technologies. And we also have Kanaloa Kaili Hiva, and he is a tech mentor over at Tech Savvy Teens. And of course, I want to welcome you both to Bite Marks Cafe.
Hi, Bert. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, hey, thanks. Thanks for joining me. And Kanaloa, I'm glad you could join us as well.
Aloha!
All right. Hey, so, okay, let me just sort of set the stage here, yeah? And Wendy, who is kind of like the, she helped to, well, co-found, I guess. Co-found is the right term for Tech Savvy Teens, but I introduce her as Chief Executive Officer of Ohia Technology, but she co-founded with her son Jaffer, and I wanted to have, you know, all the, you know, Jaffer and Kanaloa, but I've got Kanaloa, and Kanaloa is a teen mentor, and we'll kind of explain like how this network works. But, you know, first off, Wendy, I want to kind of give me a sense of like, how did Tech Savvy Teen start? Because, you know, it's been going on for at least a couple years now, right? And there must have been some spark that triggered, you know, the idea that, hey, maybe we can get some teens to support, you know, the tech needs of Kupuna. So how did that actually get started?
Yeah, absolutely, Bert. It started because of the pandemic. Honestly, in 2020, right? We were right in the middle of our pandemic, COVID. And what was happening is I, from Ohia Technology, was hired by Kauai Hau Church to help them to get their services, their church services online. And so that's where it started. I was working for them. I helped them put their services. And they didn't know how technology worked. The pastor was, you know, like, how do I video record and put things on YouTube? And so I taught them the process. And the first episode went out, but none of the kupuna knew what YouTube was.
Really?
Right? Like,
yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
And like 90% of their members are kupuna. And so what happened is the pastor's like, look, is there anyone that can help teach a class to our members after church on a bright sunny Sunday morning in 2021? This was in 2021. And so I called my son, and he called two friends. I said, can you guys come down to the church and maybe stay after church and help some of the kupuna? So there was about 20 people that showed up after church. He showed the three of them helped him to show how to download YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. This is how you press the button. This is how you watch it. A lot of them didn't even know how to use an iPad. Though they had one, they didn't know how to use it. They didn't know how to use their computers or their phones. So that's technically how things started. So since 2021, they started going every Sunday because the pastor said, I still need more help. And then it became other issues like, oh, how do you use this button? What is this? You know, and it just became more and more technical things.
Mm-hmm.
Until like after, you know, 3-4 months, they're like, hey, my son's like, hey, mom, can you like pay us? Because
yeah,
my friends are coming every Sunday.
Yeah, it's taking up a whole bunch of time.
Yeah.
This is at Kauai Hau
Church.
That's
where it started.
Right? I mean, how did, yep. Was there like a computer kind of like lab, or did you guys have to bring your own computers?
Yeah, no. Kupuna were bringing their own computers. It was mm-hmm. just an empty room. So mm-hmm, everyone mm-hmm. was bringing any device they had to watch church. But the great thing is we managed to get almost all of their members online to watch church service during COVID. But from 2022, it kept getting bigger and bigger where some of the Kupuna lived in senior homes and they were telling people, hey, we know these three kids that can come to the senior home and help us with technology.
Mm-hmm.
And it just started word of mouth. Then we're at Central Union, and then we're at One Kalakaua, and that was the point where my son's like, you know, can you write me a grant? Because I'm a grant writer, right? I do tech grants
right.
for small nonprofits. So I said, okay. So I wrote them a grant. We asked for a Spectrum grant in 2022, and mm-hmm. they got, I think they're at $15,000 the first time. And so he used that money to basically pay friends and start recruiting friends, and then it became more, okay, we need an official name, and then they came up with Tech Savvy Teens, and because they thought, you know, iKupuna was silly. They're like, no one's going to want to work for that. We need a cool name.
Oh,
I'm like, so you don't like iKupuna? He's like, no. I'm like, oh, okay.
So the iKupuna was like, the kids didn't like iKupuna because it sounded like they were calling themselves Kupuna.
Yeah, they like, you know, with the dot.
Yeah.
The little I with Kupuna, no, they didn't like it. They're like, no one's going to want to work for that company. And so, yeah, they came up with the name Tech Savvy Teens, and then that's how technically it started. So by 2023, they were growing to many different senior homes. It was mainly senior homes and churches.
Well,
and then we went from Kauai Hau Church to another 6-7 places by 2023.
So, Wendy, I know you started to talk a little bit about, you know, the fact that Jaffer said he wanted to get paid and he went and got some grants. And it sounds like a pretty good start to get folks, you know, a little bit of not a stipend, but, you know, like a honorarium or something to get started. But
yeah.
You've actually done a little bit more to add to that, right? So anyway, so before you get into the details of how you grew that kind of revenue source or the grant source, I want to hold that thought. We'll be right back at a short break to continue our conversation with Wendy Awai Daktrub, and she's the Chief Executive Officer of Ohia Technology, co-founder of Tech Savvy Teens. And we also have Kanaloa Kailihiva, and he is a teen mentor over at Tech Savvy Teens. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor PCAT, Pacific Center for Advanced Technology Training.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lum. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Wendy Awai Daktrub, and she is the Chief Executive Officer of Ohia Technology, co-founder of Tech Savvy Teens. And we also have Kanaloa Kailihiva, and he is a teen mentor over at Tech Savvy Teens. And, of course, we're wanting, you know, we're kind of talking about how Tech Savvy Teens got formed and how it's actually gaining in popularity. And you know, Wendy, you were talking about some of the grants that you were going after, and yeah, Spectrum was one of them, and you've actually got one from a national organization, right, that really wanted to support the program that you folks developed.
Yeah, I mean, by 2023, I think momentum was building where a lot of people are hearing about the program. We were becoming bigger and bigger. We went from having, right, three teens in 2021 till about 20 at that point mm-hmm. at different locations. So the grant funds were used to pay stipends, right? $50 for 3 hours of community service in any senior home or community center.
Mm-hmm.
But we made a connection with another organization called Connected Nation. They basically, a national organization that are all about digital equity. And they're like, look, we'll give you funding if you can expand further. So their goal was just for us to expand further. And so from there, more funding came into the program. And one of the things that the students were noticing is that many of these senior homes and community centers wanted presentations, group presentations. One-on-one was ideal, but sometimes it's just too many people. So Connected Nation came on to play. They worked with us in AT&T, and AT&T gave us presentations to deliver. And so the teenagers who basically were... So the program is for 13 to 19-year-olds, right? Once they became 20, they're technically not a teen. So we would make the older students do the presentations of the workshop. And and that's technically where Kanaloa came into play. We started hiring more teen mentors. So older adults, younger adults, I guess you would say, to mentor the younger teens.
Well, I think that's a good introduction because, I often think of teens as teens, but... Kanaloa, you are now an older teen, but I think you're actually not even a teen anymore, right?
Yep, 19. I'm slowly walking out the door.
Oh, you're walking out. You're one of those old teens. Okay, so Kanaloa, how did you get brought into the whole sort of community of support for tech-savvy teens? I know Jaffer was, out there recruiting some of his friends and family, and you're closely related. So how did you get involved?
So I would say it was about maybe a year and a half ago. Jaffer called me and he says, Kanaloa, I know you're good with technology. Could you help us at an event? I think it was that Woodward Mall. Because they needed someone from Kaneohe to come in and help because they didn't have much people. Like lots of the tech-savvy teams had to come out from other sides of the island, but I'm from Kaneohe, so it's easier for me to get there. So I show up, and then I just keep coming and showing up to each event. And then over time, it turns into that they need, they have the kids on the Kaneohe side, but Jaffer really manages more town to Wahiwa.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked me, can you take the position of team mentor to help manage the stipends and the hours of all the kids on the east side? So, as a team mentor, I am paid a salary, so I took the offer.
Well, that's great. And it's actually, like you said, it's kind of like a regular job, right? I mean, you can actually put this on your resume as something that adds to your tech experience.
Yep, I can write it up on my resume. I have to sign some W-9s, some W-10s. But I think that's the great thing about tech-savvy teens. We're not just helping the kupuna, we're also helping the teens. Because all of this is all work experience.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that we do in tech-savvy teens, you can put on your resume. And it can lead into a new, different job, by the time I turn 20, I have options.
Oh, yeah. That's great. And just as a side note, there was a recent event that took place over at Key Project on the Windward side, your side of the island, and you even had a recycle option for anybody, Kupuna as well as anybody else. They could bring their devices, and you would help to recycle the e-waste, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys are expanding beyond just, one-on-one kind of support and then presentations, but you also provide, a way to kind of dispose of your e-waste. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wendy, so Kanaloa kind of describe how your program sort of expanded onto the Windward side, and you got Jaffer on the, on the Honolulu side, but there are efforts to even go beyond that, right? So maybe can you describe some of that?
Yeah, sure. We're in 2026. I think we have 72 registered teens in the program. We are at about 56 different community centers and senior homes across Oahu. And we just signed a contract with a partner on Maui. Or Maui County, who we're going to cover Molokai and Lanai. And yeah, we're partnering with Onipa'a to help us to scale, to grow the program, basically. So, they will be writing their own grants, getting their own funding. We are just basically giving them the model franchise, like a social franchise.
Mm-hmm.
They're providing with the manual. They pay a very small fee to help with software management so that they can go and access all of our data, all of our supplies, our manuals online, and they're going to be running it. In fact, we just came from Molokai this weekend where Kanaloa was there, and we were at a resource fair just announcing that we're going to be in Molokai, and already we have 6 emails from the resource center saying we have 796 kupuna that need help in Molokai.
Really? So Kanaloa, how did you get, what is it that got you to Molokai? Was it because Wendy said you got to go, or how did you get connected to the actual resource fair that they had, on island?
Well, part of it was my auntie came up and said, well, we're going to be expanding to Molokai.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need help on the ground. We need, we need hands to help. And I said, sure, I want to go. I didn't expect it to be that hot, but hey, it's Molokai.
Kanaloa, do you recruit other students to be a part of the network of teen, I guess, teachers? How do you go about selecting people?
So there's some multiple methods. There's like one-on-one methods, like just going up to my friends, asking if they want an opportunity, but also we go to career fairs,
mm-hmm.
schools. We go where there are students, we go, we ask, and we get an understanding of the kids who be interested in what they want out of the program and what we can provide for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, Wendy, is there an onboarding? So let's say, Kanaloa or your son Jaffer, they go out and they kind of see a potential, student that could be a part of the Tech Savvy Teens. What is it that you do to actually onboard them so that they're actually official?
We have them obviously register through our website.
Mm-hmm.
They just fill out a link, go to link, and they fill out information about what they want to do with their future, their information, and getting parents' consent. And then right after that, an email goes out saying, great, welcome to the program. The first step is to watch these videos. So there's about 3 to 30-minute videos about what digital literacy is, and then another 30-minute video about telehealth. And technically, once they finish with that, watch it all, we get a notification that they finished it.
Mm-hmm,
once
mm-hmm.
they finish it, that's it. They are able to go ahead and use our app to schedule and choose different places on where they want to go around the island.
Now, I do want you to mention a little bit about Imua Onipa'a, and I know you did, and you kind of described it as a franchise model, which is something new, right? Because for the most part, it's been the teens like Jaffer and Kanaloa kind of recruiting, and then they have a network of students that are out there helping Kupuna, but then now this sort of franchise model is somewhat new. So I would like you to talk a little bit about that, but we're going to hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Wendy Owai Daytrub, and she is the Chief Executive Officer of Ohia Technology. And we also have Kanaloa Kaimi Hiva, and he is a teen mentor with Tech Savvy Teens. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Anchor Systems Hawaii.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Wendy Owai Daytrub, and she is the Chief Executive Officer over at Ohia Technologies, and also co-founder of Tech Savvy Teens. And we also have Kanaloa Kaimi Hiva, and he's the teen mentor with Tech Savvy Teens. And right before the break, Wendy, the sort of like the franchise model is kind of interesting. And I know the folks over at Imua Onipa'a, they're kind of in the workforce development arena. And how did that conversation sort of take place? And what was the thing that actually got you thinking, oh, maybe this will work out as a franchise, as opposed to, you and Jaffer having to kind of get out there and actually start this network, on Maui?
Right. Well, initially, I think my son had done a presentation at an event, and that's where he met Imo'a Onipa'a, and they were so amazed at the program and wanted it to be in Maui. And so we had several conversations with them, learned that they're more workforce development. But technically, tech-savvy teens, you know, we are a workforce-ready readiness program. So we can bring in the pipeline. You're talking about middle school kids, right, that move through this pipeline over years. They're learning technology by working with Kupuna. They're learning technology by, after a certain amount of hours volunteering, they get to get certifications. And you're talking about digital literacy, IT certification. So we're writing are paying for those things. But what we don't have is, as soon as they're 19 and they're out of the program, a job. Mm-hmm. And so that's where, you know, partners like Umu'a Onipa'a are able to step in and go, hey, we have this, hey, we have that. We've been working with other organizations locally, like Vicinity, PBTRC. In fact, Kanaloa just got offered 2 jobs at 19 years old. Incredible, because as soon as teenagers in our tech-savvy teens are becoming, as soon as they have certification, their first certifications, they're getting job offers. Like, I can't keep them around long enough.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting because Kanaloa, I mean, this is kind of like, I mean, I think it's accurate to say that this is like your first, you know, sort of job, right? But as Wendy has just said, I mean, you got a couple of job offerings in addition to your current job, so you potentially might be swept away from tech-savvy teens. Can you share a little bit about how you got those jobs? I mean, and I know you, I don't know, I mean, I don't know if you accepted them or not, but, you know, if you're in a decision-making mode, what are you considering? I mean, are you, what kind of jobs are being offered to you?
So the way that I got both of these job offers was through Auntie Wendy. She told me like 2 companies were in search of fresh workers and that they needed people with experience, specifically tech experience. And that after I completed my 30 hours of volunteering, I was able to take a certification program through Tech Savvy Teens. It gave me an IC3 certification, which was like a technology use and IT certification. And then immediately those hard tracked me into these job offers came to me because I completed those certifications through Tech Savvy Teens and because of my experience at Tech Savvy Teens. I haven't actually signed off on any of the jobs yet because I'm still weighing my options.
But. Well, you know, let me give you some advice. I mean, you could probably go back to Wendy and say, hey, you know, you could pay me a little bit more, right? And I'll stick around.
Oh, yeah, that's true, right? Because I'm losing them faster than I can keep them.
Yeah, well,
but that's what's happening, right? They're getting job off. One is a digital navigator, so helping, same thing, helping with telehealth across the statewide. Mm-hmm. And another one was as a junior network technician that would do stacking. They call it stacking rack. And that's the other position. So, you know, we're getting phone calls for jobs already, and basically we're getting so much interest that I had to find a way to how do I sustain the model, make sure that it's cut and paste so that I can expand, because we are not trying to, you know, make money from the program. We really are just trying to expand it as much as we can. And then social franchising works. It's just a franchise. It's just a copy paste model. So you can expand your reach and your mission. So that's how we're franchising. And franchising is basically making sure that how to manual. This is how you run tech-savvy teams, and these are the tools that you have. And again, partnering with people like Connected Nation, who again are offering money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you sign up with tech-savvy teams, you become part of our network, and we'll give you funding to run your program. So, yeah, right now Maui we're signed, and we're also in talks with another nonprofit in Big Island.
All right, great on. I mean, so Kanaloa, what do you have on your plate right now? I mean, are you holding another session, a group session with Kupuna, or are you organizing, you know, more teens? What is on your plate right now?
On my plate right now, on number one priority is more teens, like as Wendy said. Lots of us are walking out of the door already. So it's really looking for more teens who are willing. As for now, as for events and places Kupuna can come to, once a month, coming this next month, we're going to be doing workshops at Key Projects again, at their free breakfast.
Oh, that's great.
Other than that, it's mostly just planning forward.
Yeah. Now, Wendy, there's a project that you are, you know, awarded. I don't know. Maybe it's premature, but you tell me. I'll just say that it's a state organization. How far along are you in terms of the contracting, and can you share a little bit about it? Hey, Kanaloa, you still there?
Yep.
Hey, Kanaloa. So, I think we lost Wendy, but maybe she'll call back in. But so you've got a bunch of stuff on your plate. You know, when you went over to Molokai, was it pretty much just the community members that were participating in that resource fair?
No, it was like it not only was it community members, it was also several other organizations, some other organizations that were talking about digital literacy. And just several local and statewide organizations and companies.
Hey, Wendy, we got you back?
I know. Sorry. I don't know what happened.
Well, real quick, in the last minute or so, do you want to say anything about the DHHL project?
Yes. Well, yeah. Tech Savvy Teams is planning to partner with the DHHL communities starting hopefully in June through 2028 to get more and more beneficiaries certified in digital literacy. So super exciting. And that's why, again, the franchising comes into play, because we have to make sure we're able to copy and paste the entire program statewide.
Do you envision other organizations perhaps picking up the franchise, or do you see Tech Savvy Teens expanding into, you know, let's say, Department of Hawaii Homelands?
I can definitely see it expanding within Department of Homelands. I also see it expanding as, you know, within different organizations across the island through nonprofits. We're working with an organization and Alaska Natives who want Tech Savvy Teens there. I mean, it's growing at a pace, to be honest, that we.
Yeah, you know, I think
hopefully can scale.
It is sort of exciting to see your literally, I mean, it's kind of like your child, but it involves your child,
yeah.
But it's growing and it's expanding, and it's kind of going at a point now where you really got to manage that expansion, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It's not even about funding. Before it was a funding issue and a reach issue, and now our biggest challenge is teams. So, you know, getting teams to commit and stay for the commitment, right? Because it is 30 hours and then you get a certification, but it's not all teams are able to commit to that time. Mm-hmm.
Well, Wendy, if people want to find out more about Tech Savvy Teens, where can they go to check it out?
They can visit our website at techsavvyteens.org, and learn more about the program, make a donation, or become one.
Sounds good. Well, Wendy Dakeshrub, Awai Dakeshrub, and she is the Chief Executive Officer of Ohia Technologies and, of course, one of the co-founders of Tech Savvy Teens. And, of course, we got Ke Kanaloa, Ka'ili Hiba, and he is a teen mentor and also represents the whole kind of like windward side, and he's a teen mentor over at Tech Savvy Teens. Hey, Wendy and Kanaloa, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Mahalo!
Hey, thanks.
Mahalo.
Okay, and thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about the Kamehameha School Education Technology Conference 2026. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HBR One every Friday or anytime via the HBR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, whose contributors help Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Honolulu Waldorf School.